that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Steaming out, back, back, back in the Beamer's out. Seems as out, plans to get a grant to go off to college and pan or even out. We need it now, we need a town, we need a place to pitch, we need a mound. Now I'm just a lazy boy, daydreaming in my lazy boy. In the clouds of smoke, and the plane is Marvin. Mama forgive me, should be thinking about Harvard. But that's too far away, niggas are starving. Nothing wrong for aim, just gotta change the target. I got dreams, a bag of Snitto, the size of pillows. I see pies every time my eyes glittles. I see rides, sixes, I gotta get those. Life's a bitch, I'm hoping I make a overdose. It's not quite near, and it's not like we're professionals moving the decimals. Know where to cop, no. Gotta connect, no. Who in the F knows how to be successful? Need a personal Jesus. I'm in Depeche Mode, you say it's celestial. Song stars, it's like Tony the Roots. So how you play the car? You ain't fucking with me. The irony's off. At all costs, better avoid these bars. Now let's start. On your mark. You said, let's go. Get out the car. Go on your circles. Cycle. This is a crash course, this ain't high school. Wake up Monday, dream it again. Your reality show, season begins.
Benz and I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win and I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benz and
I'm a who that.
I'm a who that. Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Look like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this, and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma
with
Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Right. Shout out to the mighty Who That Nation, man. We in this thing, Sports Coma, representing, man. Much love to the great Saint Thank Tank, the entire mighty Who That Nation. And like I've been saying for some time now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. How y'all doing, man? Happy Super Bowl Sunday to the fam. Appreciate you guys being in the stream, man. Listen, a lot of stuff been going on in the Saints world in terms of what staff is going to be hired. It's becoming abundantly clearer. The Saints have made a deal with Clint Kubiak. And of course, after the Super Bowl is over with, according to Ian Rappaport, according to several Saints insiders, the Saints will finalize the deal. And of course, he's going to bring in a lot of his own staff. That's why the Saints haven't pretty much filled a lot of the staff as we know it. There are rumors circulating around of some of the guys that Clint Kubiak wants in. So it'll be a complete, almost a complete and total redo of the Saints offense, which is very interesting because if you're a historian, like most of us are in terms of the Saints history, that we kind of reflect back to the time period after Katrina when Coach Payton first got here. And it was a decision between Coach Payton and Gary Kubiak, the father of Clint Kubiak, of which team that coach that they wanted to go with. And ultimately, the Saints chose Coach Payton after Gary Kubiak, who had received the offer from the Houston Texans, then tried to leverage that offer with the Saints and Tom Benson. And Tom Benson, I ain't paying that much money. So he went with the cheaper option, which was Sean Payton. And ultimately, it worked out for our benefit. Saints did ultimately get a Super Bowl out of the move, and it was really interesting. Now we kind of circling all the way back to Kubiak. So that is interesting all within itself. So shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in the stream. Big ups to St. Doug. Shout out to your brother. Brother Josh is in this thing. What's popping, Demi? Good to see you. Say what's going on with Bienemy. Not too much that I've heard in terms of what's going on with Eric Bienemy and his connections. A lot of people have been DMing me about, is Eric Bienemy somebody the Saints going to bring on or work with? And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. I mean, the only opportunity, y'all remember, when was it? The year when they were bringing in, when they were looking for head coaches 2 years ago, well, ultimately almost 3 years ago, Eric Bienemy was supposed to be a finalist for the head coaching job. And ultimately they had an 8-hour meeting that turned into them wanting to offer him a offensive coordinator position, in which he turned down. He wanted to be the head coach, and they elected to have Dennis Allen there and kind of did that whole thing. So there is no connections to my knowledge about Eric Bienemy to the Saints at this current juncture of time. So shout out to you. Thank you for that. Big ups to Pelicans Nola. Good to see you in the stream as well. 985 live in the building. Shout out to your fam. How you doing, brother? All right. He says it'll be something if Clint be like, I ain't leaving. Nah, I think that's already a done deal, bro. Gundam says, I'm watching the NFL pregame Super Bowl show, and man, they've gotten so political. And oh, yeah, Oh, yeah, it's a lot of that going on. And it's a merger of the two, because a lot of people kind of watch sports as an attempt to get away from the world. You see what I'm saying? Because sports, that's why I love sports so much, because sports, even though we might have adversarial teams that we match up against, it's still a respect factor. Like when you hear Big Low or my dogs, Dave and Rashad from the PNP camp, or Big Game James come on the podcast, it's always about love and respect. You know, even though we have different points of view with our teams, it's all about love and respect with them. And I think that's the thing that sports brings. Like, it's the greatest unifier of people, for real. Like, it don't matter. Like, if you take 20 or 70 something thousand people and put them in a dome, ain't no way and all those people are the same type thinking, different backgrounds, whatever the case may be. But when they put that black and gold on and they go in that building, they all that is thrown out, and it's all about the team winning. It's all about having a good time. It's all about being swept up in the euphoria of being a Saints supporter. That's what it's about. It don't matter where you come from. And that there is why I love sports so much. So a lot of people kind of want to get away from the world, because a lot of things they agree with, some things they disagree with. And God knows there's a lot of evil, crazy stuff going on in this world, and people try to get away from it. So I get it, you know. Shout out to you, bro. All right, Brother Carlton, thank you, bro, for becoming a YouTube member. Shout out to you, Carlton. Good to see you, brother. Hope everything going all right with you, and thank you for that. All right, shout out to you, Brother Kevin. Thank you, bro. He says, Big Q, who that, the Kansas City Chiefs, who that? Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. All right. Yeah, could be, bro. Absolutely, man. And I think Bob Rose from Saints News Network did a really good job of kind of throwing out some of those people who he kind of thought about that they might potentially bring on the team. Because, listen, the Saints could use some of these players, to be honest with you, man, because I'm going to share some stuff with you. We're going to go over some of this stuff. And I'm also going to, you know how I do, fam. I'm going to bring in and get some interviews so you guys, before these guys get here, can get some insight what these guys sound like, what their mentality is. And listen, I've done research over the last last week. I have not been too active, fam. Listen, I took a little vacation. People are like, where Q at? Is Q all right? Yeah, well, we good, baby. We good. We all good. You know, sometimes you got to take a break, have a little vacation, kind of recharge your battery, stuff like that. So anyway, I'm going to play some reports or interviews from the guys that they're talking about. We're talking about Clint Kubiak. You'll hear from him, his perspective in terms, and this is when him from the past, you'll hear his perspective on what he likes to do in terms of the quarterback. He talks about some things that I really like. I really like some of the sticking points and things that he talk about. In this press conference is exactly what a guy like Derek Carr needs. This guy will not be a guy that comes in and will play like with Pete Carmichael or with Dennis Allen, at least coddle games. We don't need coddle games with Derek Carr. We need somebody to force him to do what he's supposed to do in terms of being fundamental, looking over the entire field. The same stuff I said the entire damn season about looking over the entire progression plate before you throw the ball, just professional stuff, the fundamental stuff that makes a good quarterback. And if he follows Clint Kubiak's direction, I'm pretty sure that it'll level his game up where it's supposed to be. And he speaks about accountability. That's what I'm talking about. Bringing accountability, imposing stress. He likes to run high stress practices, all of that stuff. So even before we even get into the schematics and all the other stuff that goes with a Kyle Shanahan, Clint Kubiak style offense, where you have a lot of play action passes and pre-snap motion, wide zone runs and all this kind of stuff. Before we even get into that, we talk about, I'm going to play for you him and also the potential offensive line coach. Because listen, you get Clint Kubiak as the OC, but right, I'm going to tell you something. The biggest part of them doing that is getting the correct offensive line coach that can be able to do a lot of those zone runs that they like to do. You see, their style, and I don't know if he's going to take exactly what Kyle Shanahan does, but because that style likes to attack defenses horizontally. You see what I'm saying? They like to confuse you with misdirection. They do all of this pre-snap motion stuff that throws you off and confuses the defense. So in order for you to run the style of offense that they have, these guys, whoever that offensive line coach is going to be in, is supposed to be Benton. And we'll hear an interview from Benton from a previous stop when he was with another team and his philosophy on different things. We'll hear from him, and also the other, the potential QB coach. I'll play some of these people's interviews from the past so you can get a perspective on who these guys are before they actually get in the building. So I like what I'm hearing from that. So anyway, shout out to the fan. Appreciate y'all for being here. OG, what's happening? He says, what happened to you Saturday, Big Q? a lot of stuff was going on, OG, but I'm here Sunday, brother. he was ready for, hey, Jerry, you was ready for coffee with Q, huh, brother? Out here, you had the coffee all ready, brother. You had the Folgers, the community coffee. You had it all ready, huh, brother?
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent, being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medella, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, you're right. All right, OG said, man, I had it ready, brother. I had it. Where were you? All right, thank you, bro. Appreciate you. All right, brother Gun, he says, your eye for QBs has been spot on, fam. Who the QB like in 2024? Shout out to Gundam. Bro, it's quite a few quarterbacks. I know we're not going to be looking at direction. Y'all know I like Jaden Daniels. I'm an LSU guy. I got a lot of respect for him. I think he's better than May, the North Carolina guy. No disrespect to the North Carolina guy. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he is better than Jaden Daniels. I don't know why he's over Jaden Daniels right now. And Williams is the top quarterback right there. But you look at Jaden Daniels, is not too far away from Williams in my perspective. Now, May is a good, strong quarterback, but at the end of the day, when you talking about everything, that's Jaden Daniels. I mean, he carried LSU's team running and passing. He's intelligent. He's a team player. He's not a problem child. You see what I'm saying? He played in a tougher conference. The SEC is the champion conference. He played there. So, I mean, he checks all of the boxes. You know, to be that one. I think he's better than May. I think ultimately that will switch once these pro days get over. You start seeing the February combine and the pro days, LSU pro days, and all these other pro days that'll get over with. You'll start seeing that switch happen. Now, outside of the top 3 or 4 guys like a Penix Jr. or some of those guys, I think, and even if the Saints, I don't know if they'll be even looking at a quarterback, but in terms of the guys that I like, I do, you know, like Michael Penix Jr., he went through a lot of injury stuff, but still in all, he stayed strong. He had a really good team, too, by the way. Great wide receivers around. So I like Penix Jr. I really like the kid from Florida State. I'm thinking that if that kid is there, that you take him. Now, I know he's rehabbing, but listen, if he was healthy, he would be in the talk for one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the game. Also, a real good sleeper quarterback to talk about, and I can't give too many of them because I'm coming on the timeline, but I like Pratt out of Tulane. Big quarterback, strong arm, has accuracy, really intelligent. The guy he broke all the records at Tulane. He was a fantastic quarterback for the Green Waves, and he would be a very good pickup later on in the draft, probably the mid-area of the draft, somewhere along in there. But there are quite a few guys that I like that's in this draft. So hopefully that answers some of your questions. Brother Michael says, Big Q, what do you think of Cam Jordan's interview and how do you think it reflects on the team view of Allen. I think it's pretty consistent, bro, to be honest with you. I watched that interview yesterday, and it's pretty consistent. You know, and Cam's never one to mix words or mince words. He's a dude that's going to, just like Alvin Kamara is, some of these guys will just tell you straight up. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They're going to tell you the truth about what's going on inside the locker room. They're not going to just blurt out a bunch of secrets, mind you, but they'll keep it real up until, you know, to respect the team and to respect, you know, the question, but they're going to give you a real answer. If you ask them a direct question, they're going to give you a direct answer. So they're not going to beat around the bush. And that's pretty much the sentiment of what we felt in the Who Dat Nation is what Cam feels about how the team and the direct, you know, Dennis Allen, all this stuff. We could tell that no guy, and I've been saying this, you know, for a while, is Dennis Allen showed red flags, like with the situation, how he handled Jameis Winston by lying to him. And Jameis Winston was like, I thought we was going to play. And they had that old rule about not losing your job due to injury. And him promising him he'll be able to get in there and play and whatever. And then, you know, and then it didn't happen. So what happened after the season? Did he come? I mean, during the season, did he say, okay, let's hash it out. We're going to put Jameis. Jameis never seen the field for the rest of that season. And it's a shame, because had he had gotten in there, maybe things could have been a little bit different. We could have won a couple of games and kind of slid it. Well, they finished 7-10, I think it was that year, wasn't it? That was the first, was that? Yeah. So anyway, what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, fam, well, that was the year before. That was the 9-7 year. No. I'm getting mixed up here. 7-10 year. So listen, all I'm saying is that when it comes down to Dennis Allen, red flags, you know, he's not a guy that you want to tell your personal secrets to. You know, he's not. He will betray you. That's what Dennis Allen does. He's a sneaky weasel coach. He backstabbed Jameis Winston, lied to him. He also threw his team under the bus at the end of the season and apologized to the team's worst rival. That's pathetic. That's worse than a snake. Lame me something. That's a worm person does that. You know you're not supposed to do that. You destroy the fabric of the delicate trust fabric of your team when you do that, because these guys are trained that if anybody does that to them, you can't trust them. The whole premise of team is built on trust and loyalty. And you violate that when you behave like that. You can't ask a guy to play for you if they're not going to trust you. It's not going to work. You automatically create fractures and disconnects and divisions inside of your team when you behave in that way. And that's supposedly be the head coach, loosely using the term, of course. But when you do that, that tears up everything. It really does. And for the brass, the mismanagement class, what they'll attempt to do is get out the players that's reacting to the dysfunction of what the coach is providing. So if a guy doesn't like what he did, their answer is to trade him or get rid of him, as opposed to tell that dumbass coach, hey, man, listen, you can't do that. You have to correct these behaviors. Go apologize to that team. Go take them out to dinner or something. Make it work. Make it right. As opposed to pretend and keep going down that narrow road, that bullshit road down there. See, that'll never happen, because there's not a real accountability there of somebody that knows how to treat people. That's not there. Because a guy, if I was his boss, I would make him go and apologize to them and take them to lunch or do something to fix that. You have to fix that, not pretend like it didn't happen. So anyway, let me keep it going, man. But thank you, brother Mike, for that. Appreciate you. Brent, thank you for the super chat. Says, who that fam deep from 49ers territory? Why sometimes wear my Breeze captain jersey. That's red and gold. Thank you, bro. He said you should see the looks. Okay. Yes. Thank you,
Mike. Hey, bro. Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
All right. Shout out to you. Appreciate you, brother Brent, man. Appreciate you for being here with the super chat. Much love to everybody, man. What's up, brother Larry? How you doing, man? Appreciate you. All right, brother Torres in this thing as well. Shout out to OG Jerry, brother Gundam, brother, let's see who else, Pelicans, Noel, everybody. How y'all doing? St. John, how you doing, sir? Big ups to you. Appreciate you as well. Much love to everybody, man. We up in this thing. All right, so let's get into this news, man. Saints, and of course, we've known this for some time, fam, that this broke. But of course, the insiders are saying that this is going to happen after the Super Bowl is over with. The Saints are going to officially finalize the deal, and probably an announcement will happen. If not instantaneously in terms of the team doing it or announcing it or whatever, but if it'll become official after the Super Bowl. And of course, we know that he has a couple of people that he himself, he being Clint Kubiak, the passing game coordinator currently of the 49ers will become the Saints' new offensive coordinator, which is big news because the Saints totally revamped their offense. New offensive coordinator, new offensive line coach, new running backs coach, new wide receiver coach. You know, we got several assistants left, though. We still have Clancy Barone there at the tight end position. But the Saints pretty much almost a total or maybe 90% rebuild of the offense, which is a bit exciting, to be honest with you, because that's what you want to see, a complete push out of all the old, especially the defensive line coach. I didn't want to see Cody Burns. I thought Cody Burns did a pretty good job. But in terms of the offensive line, that should have been the first dude fired, you know, out the door, you know. So anyway, it happened. So anyway, let's get into this article by NFL Network. Saints are pillaging the NFC champion Niners for the new offensive coordinator. Saints are expected to finalize the deal after the Super Bowl to hire San Francisco's passing game coordinator Clint Kubiak for the vacant role. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reported Sunday, per sources informed of the situation, New Orleans is expected to add Bears quarterbacks coach Andre Janocco and longtime NFL offensive line coach John Benton to Kubiak staff, Pelissero added. So there are the other namings, but right away, two really interesting moves. But they talk about NFL offensive line coach John Benton, and which is a big thing. Remember, getting the philosophy of the offense with the offensive coordinator is big, but a lot of what he is attempting to do will be based on how good John Benton can get the Saints offensive line keyed up and ready to play. Like I said, not so much of a vertical attack in terms of the offense that they do in terms of the blocking with the offensive line. A lot of horizontal stuff, you know, with a lot of pre-snap motion and going on. They are very lively, active offense. So if he's attempting to do that, that will add a whole new veneer to the Saints offense in terms of it doing it. And that offensive line has to come to play. This stuff is not going to work unless the offensive line knows how to pull. And it operates with a lot of pulls and a lot of stuff, a lot of disciplined approaches the Saints O-line is going to have to deal with. So Benton is just as important as Kubiak in terms of him getting hired. And of course, Andrew Janocco, who comes over, he's the Bears quarterbacks coach, will come in and help Derek Carr get his stuff together. So I'm going to play some of these guys' interviews from the past so we can get some insight on who they are. Saints fired longtime offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael earlier this offseason. Kubiak, the son of Super Bowl winning coach Gary Kubiak, spent one season as the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator in 21, replacing his father after being promoted for the QB coach in 2019-2020 season. The 36-year-old coach spent the 2022 season as the Broncos passing game coordinator, quarterbacks coach under Nathaniel Hackett. Kubiak's second stint in Denver. After the Broncos offense got off to a woeful start under Hackett, the coach relinquished play calling to Kubiak in mid-November. Kubiak joined Kyle Shanahan's team as a passing game coordinator in 2023. So that's some of the news right there. A little game being dropped about the two assistants, the offensive line coach John Benton and the QB coach Andrew Janocco. So anyway, let's hear, and y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hear this. We're going to start off with Kyle, where we hear from Clint Kubiak and what he had to say, not about so much about what the Saints are doing, but this is just philosophy in terms of what he thinks about how to bring it during practices. Y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hear it. Here we go.
Most importantly, the men in charge. I would say that I like to stress the process over results. It's important to me to stress accountability and to always make, you know, practice stressful for the players so that game day is easy. So those are three things I like to key on. I worked for four different teams, seven different head coaches in college and the pros, between Texas A&M, Kansas, the Minnesota Vikings, and here in Denver. So, you know, I've been really fortunate to work for a lot of great leaders and have learned a lot along the way that's shaped me and made me who I am. It's really not about me. You know, it's about what we can do together as a coaching staff. So, you know, I think I bring a collaborative mindset to the offense. And that's what I hope to do here in the upcoming months as we put together our playbook. I like to read. I'm a big reader. I'm kind of a nerd in that way, but I'm a family man. I'm a reader. I'm pretty boring that way. And, you know, family, football, those are the things that I care most about.
All right. That's Clint Kubiak, family. And let me kind of get that back. Hold on. Let me kind of play that back, because he really talked about some key things right here that I wanted to kind of go talk about with Kubiak, which is pretty cool. He talked about accountability. You know what I'm saying? He mentioned accountability and making practice very stressful to try to simulate the game day experience to the best of his ability. Right. And that's what's really interesting that we really want to see. We really want to see that accountability. This is something that we preached very repetitiously. We talked about accountability. We talked about attention to detail. We talked about the non-coddle factor. We don't want $150 million quarterback that's coddled. That won't get hit. See, Derek, this is the thing about Derek Carr. Derek Carr is the reason why Derek Carr has never won a playoff game, despite having all these fantastic stats from the Raiders, and then what he piled on with the Saints this past season. It's a reason why Derek Carr hadn't get to that next level. You got to find somebody to push him. You can't have some, and Gruden got the most out of him, because Gruden is a no BS coach in terms of he knows quarterbacks, and he'll fuss at you. He'll cuss at you. And it's the Gruden way or the highway. But I don't think Clint Kubiak is that kind of guy. But what I think he is he's a guy that understands that you can't coddle no $150 million quarterback coming here. There is no need to protect this guy. If this guy's out here throwing the pick six, if this guy's out here throwing the ball at the feet of the wide receiver, if this guy's out here throwing the ball out where they have to stretch out wide, or throwing it, you know, whatever the case may be, just inaccurate passes and not looking over the field before you throw the ball, not knowing where the safeties are before you try to force a ball into triple coverage, all this kind of stuff. If he's doing asinine, non-fundamental stuff like that, we need somebody to check him. We need somebody to get on his case and not coddle and protect him. We need somebody that's going to criticize him when he does things that's not right, and praise him when he does stuff that is correct. Like often we do here, we're very fair. If Derek Carr throws touchdowns, we give him credit. You know, the last month or so of the season, he looked pretty decently. But the problem was he took too long to get there.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is back. Get ready for Wayday. For 3 days only, May 4th through May 6th, you can get up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. Plus, everything ships free. Don't miss the sale to get up to 80% off everything home, even a garden gnome. Wayday starts May 4th. Head to Wayfair.com now to start filling your cart.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.